Understanding dog body language is extremely important, and on this week's episode, we want to answer the question that a lot of people have asked us, which is, why is my dog yawning when they don't seem to be tired? Well, let's talk about that next. All right, we're going to go ahead and get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody, my name is Jake, and you are listening to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast, which is part of the On Dog Training Academy umbrella, I guess you could call it. On Dog Training Academy is an online course, online business, which we do courses, we do webinars, workshops, we have one-on-one virtual lessons, you name it, we can help you guys with it. So on this week's episode, we like to answer the question, why does my dog blank? And the one that we got for this week is, why does my dog yawn? Yawning is seemingly something very innocent, right? You see a dog yawning, you're like, oh, are you sleepy? Are you just waking up? Oh, dog yawns, it's very cute. But what if you're seeing your dog yawn when it's not tired? What is yawning really telling us? Well, I wanted to do this episode because I feel like it's really important. Like I said at the beginning, it's really important to understand dog body language. You're looking at, what is the tail doing? What is the body tenseness doing? What are the ears doing? What are the eyes doing? Is the dog panting? And of course, is the dog yawning? Like, are you seeing these things exhibited? So I just wanted to go through some of the reasons your dog might possibly be yawning, and just being able to recognize that will help you be able to deal with it and understand maybe why your dog does something following that. So the first thing we'll talk about is the obvious, the psychological reasons for dogs yawning. Typically, yawning happens when there's some sort of transition from one behavioral state to another. So dog gets sleepy, right? He goes from being awake to being tired. You're transitioning from an alertness to a sleepiness, and it's just like humans, they yawn. It's just kind of a way for our brains to sort of like kind of calm us down. Think about when you yawn, right? When you yawn, the end of your yawn, you're typically, your shoulders, your body sort of drops. It's kind of calming, but it's a transition. Same thing with waking up. You wake up in the morning, you're like, you're waking up, your body's like, hey, your brain's starting to go. That waking up, that yawning, is just the brain's way of kind of like stimulating the nervous system and being like, hey, wake up, time to do stuff. Also from going from like an anxious state to a calm state, or moving from boredom to alertness. Anytime you're transitioning behavioral states, you could possibly see a dog do yawning. So kind of keep that in mind. Like if you're watching your dog and your dog just wakes up and is getting ready to play, and your dog's like, oh, I think I'm, you know, I just woke up from a nap, but I'm ready to go outside. I'm ready to play. And then your dog yawns. Well, it's because they're going from that sleeping state to that alert state. And that yawning is helping to stimulate and kind of get things going and just transition their brain. It helps kind of move things along. And that's very similar to what we do. Now, another reason, and this is sort of just before we get into more of the serious reasons for yawning, this is more of a laughy kind of, well, is studies have been done and it can reflect over to dogs, it can just be contagious, right? So like, you know, when someone yawns, if you're like us, so like my wife will yawn and then I yawn, or I yawn and then my wife yawns, and we're always like, don't yawn, you're gonna make me yawn. Just even thinking about it, like if you're listening to this right now, I bet you at least one point already you felt like yawning because you hear me yawning on the microphone. And that's sort of the same. It can go from people to dogs, dogs to people. There's been studies done where it actually is somewhat neurologically, psychologically contagious in that sense. So it could be that you yawned, your dog yawned, and that's what it is. Other reasons, though, are emotional and psychological reasons for dogs yawning. And this is more of a way, I think, for dogs to relieve stress, to let you know, I'm a little stressed right now. I'm a little worked up. So if you ever watch your dog like go somewhere that they maybe don't like to go, say the groomer, the vet, I don't know, somewhere like that. And the dog doesn't, and all of a sudden you see your dog, like you're sitting there talking to the receptionist and you look down at your dog and your dog yawns. Well, I can promise you your dog's probably not tired. That is a very stimulating, potentially stressful situation for that dog. That is just a way for their body to be like, dude, you're working up. You're getting worked up. You're working up. You need to chill. So you see the dog, and just these natural yawns are coming out. You know, if your dog witnesses something within a household. So I'll say like with our own dog, if me and my wife are having a conversation and not even fighting, but like we're having a conversation where we're talking passionately about something. A lot of times it's dog training or something, or a client did whatever, but it's, we're talking passionately and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, oh, and we're just kind of, the energy that we're producing is high. That energy can then get transferred to your dog and your dog's going to be like, oh my God, you guys are really worked up. And you see them start to yawn and it's them going, this is a lot for me. This is a lot for me. I'm trying to calm, or I need to be calmed down. You know, being restrained or held tightly. Again, it's the dog saying, I'm stressed. I don't like it. You know, this is why we tell people, like, read your dog for sure. And understanding dog body language is incredibly important, because let's just say something like your kid hugs your dog and you think, oh, look at, my dog is so happy. He loves this. And the dog starts to yawn. What you are perceiving as happiness, your dog is actually saying, this is stress. So maybe the dog wags its tail or doing something and you're like, look, he's happy. But tail wags, as we know, aren't necessarily about happy. Tail wags are communication. Well, if tail wag and then yawning and then certain things you're seeing are leading to something different, then you know your dog is not liking it and it's possibly stressed. You'll see if your dog gets approached by someone or is trying to do something that they don't like to do, you're going to see yawning as not necessarily an avoidance, but again, it's a stress release, I should say. So what does it mean when a dog is yawning a lot? Well, like I said, it could be anxiety, it could be uneasy. Like if your dog is doing a ton of yawning. Now, if it's its bedtime and it's doing a bunch of yawning, yeah, maybe it's just naturally, genuinely tired. Possibly. But if the yawn doesn't seem to fit the situation, it's probably because there's some anxiety, there's some uneasiness there. They need to release tension. Like your dog's been sitting there watching kids running around for an hour, just driving them crazy. And you see the dog yawning because it's getting itself super worked up. You know, or it's trying to avoid something. It's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And it's yawning because its body's like, settle down, you know? And so what can you do if you see your dog yawning? Well, the best thing is to understand why. If it's tired, well, maybe it needs to go to sleep. But if it's anxious, recognize why it's anxious and try to remedy the situation. If it's anxious because the kid's grabbing them or hugging them, I would definitely get the kid out of there and be like, do not do that. The dog doesn't like it. Because what we've seen is these little signs of yawning lead into, if the situation doesn't get remedied, could lead into growling, more avoidance, and potentially biting over time. So if you see your dog saying, I don't like this, understand why. And then come up with a plan of how you're going to deal with it. Maybe it means you're going to teach your kid to be a little bit more respectful to the dog and not hang on them like they're a jungle gym. Or maybe it's you're going to bring really special treats or something next time you go to the groomer or vet so that the dog has more incentive to enjoy it. It's just trying to understand your dog, which is going to be something that all of us forever are going to try to improve and figure out. You know, we're dealing with a completely different animal here, right? We're just trying to do our best to communicate to them, and they're trying to do their best to communicate to us. So we need to start to learn how to understand and read their signs. And so I will be doing more of these. I'll probably do one about tail wagging. I'll probably do one about other body manipulations, things your dog does, and how it possibly can be perceived as something good when really it's not. So guys, I hope this was helpful. I know this one was a little bit longer, but I thank you guys for sticking around and listening. If you found it helpful and you think other people would benefit from it, make sure you share this. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're not on YouTube, go check us out on YouTube because we've got some really cool videos and some other stuff on there. Check us out. It's just On Dog Training Academy right on there in YouTube. Same with Facebook, Instagram, everything. We're on those. And if you're listening to this on any podcast platform, we'd really appreciate a review. If you found it helpful, give us a 5-star review, whatever. Leave a little note. We love hearing from our people who enjoy listening to this. It gives us that push and that confidence to go forward with this information. So, guys, I hope this was helpful. And, of course, like always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.